Congressman Ford, sir.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. President.
Where are you?
I'm here in Washington. I got back about noontime today.
Yeah, you got a good rest or whatever you're going to do?
Well, I appreciated your telegram up at the Football Foundation.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful evening, and both Brad and I appreciated your telegram.
Well, I'd like to be at that sort of thing myself, but can't do it these days. That's right. It's been quite a season, hasn't it?
It sure has.
Sure has. And when I was just thinking of their picking the Barretts, they're not going to have any trouble on the number one team.
No, John McKay was there, and
yeah.
He made a great speech. I've never met him. He's
very clever.
He's got a wonderful sense of humor. To look at him, you wouldn't suspect it.
SC, actually, as I saw the game against Notre Dame on television. And really, the personnel, I mean, they're both big, huge teams, but SC just has a tremendous explosive power. It's just unbelievable when they start cracking around with all those fast backs and everything.
I'm glad Ohio State's playing and not Michigan.
Yeah. Well, Ohio State was lucky to beat Michigan.
Yeah, I think so, but they did.
They held them in the last. I'm seeing Dole tomorrow. That's what I called you about.
Right.
He's coming in. And say nothing about it, but Bush is going to go.
Well, I...
And he's all set.
That's great. You must have done a real sales job.
Well, he... I didn't push him that hard. I said, now, look, you mustn't do it unless you really want to. And he went home, talked to his wife and so forth, and told him what the challenge was and so forth, and he's all for it.
Okay.
And, of course, I told him about the talk you and I had and how you felt about it. And that he of course, wants to be sure to work under a new scheme, which you, of course, agree. And so if we can get the right men on the other side, I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate, but I suppose it's Brock. And you have any further report on your fellow? How's that stand?
We're in a little difficult situation. It's going to work out, but it's Dan Kirkendall, Mr. President, was just explosive, and he's given me hell, and he says he's going to fight for it, and he says he's going to beat us. Well,
he's not going to beat you.
I think that's totally obvious.
Well, the point is, if the word gets around, Jerry, that Brock is going to get the Senate one, you just can't have two from Tennessee.
That's right.
You know, that's just one. I mean, everybody's going to see that, aren't they?
Well,
I mean, we know there may be other reasons, but that's a damn good one if you can't want to use the others.
Well, I think we've got to play that a little low-key because, for example, Bob Wilson and George Murphy came from the same state. That's a
yeah. There.
Different situation, I think. It's a hell of a lot bigger state.
Yeah, I know. And it's not a southern state.
Right, and we're trying to cool Dan down. We've made some headway, and Bud's ready to go out and campaign.
Is Bud the one you're going with rather than Conable?
Right, because Barb Conable has to devote 100% of his time other than this research thing, which doesn't take too much time.
It weighs me. Yeah, it's going to be a hard year.
And
he's the best man on there right now.
Absolutely. And Bud Brown wants it, and is willing
to fight
for it.
Will he give up that one committee?
Yes, no question about it.
That's the stuff.
And
you know, you'd have a team like that. What I would do, just as soon as, of course, even before they selected Bush, we could start working with him because he won't be selected until the 19th. Because if Dole steps out, which now seems to be the play, he will come in and tell me that he recommends him, and then he'll go out and tell the press he's recommended him, that I've called him, so forth.
Well,
then we'll.
Will that come tomorrow?
Well, yeah, that's the present plan, unless something falls between the stools between now and then. But presently, Dole's scheduled to come for that purpose tomorrow. He's been home to Kansas, and he's worked up things there. And the way I want to do it, because it's best for him,
right,
is that he comes in and says he's checked around, and he first feels we need a full-time chairman. Second, his recommendation is Bush. Third, I will then call Bush, and I already know Bush will say yes, and Bush will say yes. And then fourth, I would hope Dole would walk out to the press corps here at Camp David and
because we have to appoint the members of the committee on the Congressional Campaign Committee, and then they do the electing.
I get it.
Now then, we can't do that until January 3rd when people are sworn in.
Yeah.
But we can get some campaigning started.
Yeah.
Now, I should tell you, up there last night, I ran into George, and he, in effect, told me what you said, and we ran into John Mitchell, and we had a few drinks and talks. And,
good. They all know.
Right.
Good. Well, that's good. Well, of course, I had told George that how you felt, you know.
Right.
In fact, there's only one other mentioned that I talked with about it was Barry. He told me, but I didn't tell him I got it yet because Barry's like to tell somebody.
Okay.
But you know, I just want to be sure it isn't that I don't mind it getting out, except I want Dole to get the first play on it. Right. You see, because it gives him the honor and so forth of doing it his way.
Well, I think it's great the way you've got it planned for tomorrow, and then that helps us, frankly.
Will it?
Yes, it will.
Then you see, you got a full-time man there, and he's going to work his butt off. He's got, and I've told him, I said, now look, your job basically is above everything else is to work on candidates for the House and Senate, and he's, you know what I mean, work in that area and building up the support for candidates, you know, around the country. So he's really on target.
Well, it'll be very helpful to us in our problem, and it means the beginning of the election of a team that will have a totally new image.
That's right.
And that's what we want as we move ahead. And the quicker they're put together, the better, Mr. President.
Yeah. If you get the three together, as soon as I get them, I'll get them in to have a talk. Now, it's going to be a little delicate, but what I think I'd like to do, Jerry, is to have the three B's and you put together to talk. Let me say candidly, I'll arrange some other way to have Hugh,
right.
But he doesn't quite fit that pattern because he's got various, as you know, games he's playing with various candidates, you know what I mean?
I understand.
And you don't have that problem. You don't give a damn who's elected as long as he's a Republican.
Right.
And so I think that the range is something in the way of a, well, let me put it this way. I think you ought to stay very close to, let me put it this way, to Bush at the beginning, right from the beginning. Start a very close relationship.
I will.
And then I will make it a point. So Bush is going to be my political man, in effect, and I'll make it a point then just to casually we'll get together, then I'll make it a point to handle the Scott thing by just seeing him separately sometime.
Right.
Does that sound all right to you?
Yes, I think so.
Because we're going to have some damn confidential discussions, for example, on the Brock side about Senate candidates, and some of those discussions are not ones that, frankly, that Hugh should be in on.
Well, I'm closer to the other three than Hugh is.
Well, of course. And we see you have an ideological pattern that's pretty good here, too. People think that Brock is much more conservative than he really is. Bush is about where you are,
right.
And Brown's about where you are, and of course the interesting thing is, so am I.
Right.
So we got three people. Brock tilting a little to the right, but not too far.
Right.
But Brock brings that great thing with the youth, which we could use. So we just may get a team going there that could change the whole Republican scene.
I'm enthusiastic about it, and we may have a little problem up here, but we'll solve it.
Yeah. What can you do for Kirkendall?
Well, I just got an idea this afternoon of, I appointed last year, 2 years ago rather, John Kyle to be my assistant on the floor, and he did a lot of chores that gave him exposure and gave him prestige.
Uh-huh.
And it came to me this afternoon that this is something I could very well use Dan in if he was interested.
Right.
And if he isn't, well, then we'll have to just battle it out. But this
That's
is
right.
something that is important. It is extremely helpful to me, and it gives prestige and exposure to him.
Another thing, too, you can do it on another ground. After all, Les is a lot older than he was.
Right.
And you know what I mean, that you sort of need somebody that can sort of help you with some of those things. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm going to start working on that.
Right.
But I'll wait until after this other announcement.
Sure. Well, all these things take that luck. We find as we move these cabinet people around, you got to save some face. I mean, they got to be ambassadors or offered this and that. And in the end, it works out.
Well,
at least it works out a hell of a lot better when we're in office than when we're not, I can assure you.
It takes a little patience.
At least we've got some jobs. Oh, my God.
You did mention to me that John Volpe was going to get this other thing.
That's being announced tomorrow.
I see. Is he?
Italy.
It is.
Italy.
It'll be announced tomorrow, too.
Volpe will be announced tomorrow. Yeah, the only reason it wasn't announced earlier was that we had to get the agrément from the Italian government, which they were delighted to give, but that has to be done.
But
Volpe's just as pleased as Punch. He wants to go, and he'll do one hell of a job.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
He really worked his family off as president for everybody.
And he's going to go, and I've told him that I expect him to do a lot of traveling back to the United States, which he's delighted to do. But, you know, he just loves that country, and it also gives him something else. He'll be in Rome. He'll have a chance, he's a very devout Catholic. But Volpe is just tickled to death.
Well, I'm delighted.
He's,
I think he deserves
right.
a lot of recognition.
Right. He considers it. He's going to be very happy. It'll be announced tomorrow.
Are you going to announce his successor tomorrow, too?
Yeah, the successor will be Brenneker, who, for whatever it's worth, he happens to be an Irish Catholic.
I see.
Business from Los Angeles.
I see.
Young, about 41, 2 years ago at age. He's the next in line at Union Oil.
Uh-huh.
But he is basically, rather than on the oil side, he's in the civil engineering side. He's a brilliant young chief executive. He's going to be a real goer.
Well,
Brenneker is his name.
Sounds good.
We want to bring in, we're trying to bring in some young guys to leaven this thing, and he's one of them.
Well, between Brennan and Brenneker, you're going to have...
We got the Irish. The real problem we're having, finally, is that we've been trying to find another Italian, and they're just damn hard to find because they're either in very good jobs, I mean outside, or they just don't have the stuff that we're working like hell. But Volpe's one. We got one other position in mind that we're thinking on, which we may be able to work out. But you'd be surprised when you go for the second jobs, there's no problem. But for the highest jobs, to get the right balance and get the right people is just hard as hell. What we have, for example, trying to get a deputy attorney general, because, you have to think of the fact that he may move up to attorney general when Grandis goes. Got the best candidate, by all odds, is Charles Wright, the dean of the law school
right.
at the university in Texas,
Right.
Well, damn it, his FBI reports, when he was in college, he got picked up for some nude parties and things.
Oh, for God.
Well, you know what I mean, it's a small thing, and he's had three divorces. Well, you could get by with that in other offices, but you just got to have the attorney general doing that. Don't you agree?
I agree.
And now this is not something that hurts him now, because they don't know it in Texas.
Right.
It happened in Minnesota. But we ran. I was all set. It says God Wright's just the man, because he wrote a terrific anti-busing statement for us when the thing was up. He's a leader of the American Bar and one of the best law school teams. A brilliant constitutional lawyer. And then we run this down the FBI check, and I said, Christ, they'd kill us in that Judiciary Committee.
Oh, boy, they'd love it.
See, that's the reason we're going over these so carefully, and sometimes when you see names speculated about it, they don't turn up. Many times we're just protecting the poor bastards because they got something in that report that they don't want out.
I'll be damned.
But that was really something.
What a shocker.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a nude party. Probably kids, a bunch of kids. And today they have nude parties and everybody thinks it's natural. But not in those days. And then the divorces were a little on the messy side.
Right.
He obviously likes girls anyway.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's a hell of a lot better than liking boys. Okay. I'll try to tell you for one thing, we ain't got none of those.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, Volpe is set and happy. He can, it'll be a little better for him in another way. It won't be quite as pressure. He's got a sort of a bad arm or something. It's a bursitis. his back. And but anyway, he's. But I'll tell you, he'll be coming back and making speeches, and he'll do a terrific job.
I'm delighted because I think he's been a great soldier.
Well, he probably made more speeches than anybody else.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I'm glad you kept Earl Butts on.
Oh yes. Well, tremendous. I'm keeping people who are there only a year. You know what I mean? But Butts is very popular, and the department we're going to shake up very good because there's some people out around the country I found, and Butts agrees with this, and some of these soil conservation and other units and county agents that just frankly worked against our people,
right.
And I'm cleaning all those bastards out.
Well, that's good.
I got in, for example, the Undersecretary Phil Campbell today, and I said, now that's your job. I said, you're going to do that. I said, we're going to clean them out, top to bottom. I mean, and I've got the names of people, you know, some of them picked up from candidates, and if they worked against us, they're going out.
Good.
And so we're doing that in various places.
Well, it sounds good, Mr.
Yeah.
President.
But we got some good ones, and now if we can get this ploy worked out, I mean, nothing falls into it, but we can get the three B's, Bush, Bach, and Brown, that'd be a hell of a group. And with Dan, I just think he ought to be your, you say, Dan, look, yeah, the thing I think says, look, you think he is a man that ought to go up, but that, why doesn't he take one step first and then go ready for the others? Let his colleagues see him.
Well, I'll get him over tomorrow and talk to him.
And tell him that we all, tell him that if you like, you can tell him how highly I think of him, and I think he's a hell of a fellow, and that I think he's one of the men we ought to bring along. And that we, it's just a question of who fills the spots at this point. That we probably, you might say this, here's just a thought if I can give it to you. With Bush, we've got basically Texas, which is the South.
Right.
With Brock, we put in another Southerner, basically, even though it's border. And that really, we've got to go to the heartland. I think you could say that, and that's Ohio.
That's a good idea.
It's the heartland, you see. The heartland of the Republicans is Ohio. It in Tennessee is that, too, but it's, and it isn't, I really feel that very strongly, too. Because it does mean something that if we were to have in the leadership three Southerners, because basically, even though Bush is a Connecticut Yankee, he's still a Southerner.
Right.
If you have three Southerners, that would make a very bad impression. I really believe that.
It would reemerge as the old Southern strategy.
That's right. Which worked, but we don't want it to say it again.
Amen.
Right. But I think it's really true, Jerry, if you can use it and then say, now, the thing to do here is just, now you're next in line, you're going to move on, but you're going to be in that seat, but we need you, and you need him, and because he's got a lot of balls, and that you got to admire a guy that wants something bad enough to try for it.
Well, I'll wait till after this other announcement, and then bring him over.
I think it'll be in the morning, but it might be the afternoon, but in the meantime, then we'll have to wait for any meeting until after the Congress comes back.
That's right.
It'll be too premature.
Yeah.
Okay, Jerry.
Nice to see you, Mr. President. Bye-bye.